Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. There's some very popular TV shows out there, and many of yous have missed the entire series. Many of you.
Right. I mean, you know, we're talking about shows that... Excuse me. I apologize for that, but it's been coming for 15 minutes.
It's a turnoff.
The point is that there are a lot of hit shows.
Have you seen a full episode of American Idol?
Yes.
Start to finish.
Yes, I have. Yes.
What about House?
No.
Grey's Anatomy?
No.
CSI?
No.
CSI Miami?
No.
Desperate Housewives?
No.
You've avoided all of these?
Well, I've seen these shows.
No, from start to finish.
Survivor. Survivor, yes, from start
deal
to
finish. Deal or No Deal? These are the top 10 shows.
Deal or No Deal, I have seen a complete episode from start to finish.
Two and a Half Men.
Have never seen it.
NCIS.
Wouldn't know when it's on. No idea.
Criminal Minds.
No way.
Shark.
Nope.
CSI New York.
No.
Heroes.
No.
Extreme Makeover, Home Edition.
No, you see, these shows are not shows that
these are the top 20 shows.
Yeah, but again, you know, we work at night, so, you know, I don't have an opportunity to see as many of these shows.
In February.
But there are shows, like, for example, you know what whenever I'd say MASH, you know, nobody can believe it.
I couldn't believe it. Shmooly. I can't believe you didn't see a MASH.
MASH. MASH, I know, was a great show because...
One of the best shows on TV.
I would see scenes of MASH. Like, I'll be flipping around, and I'll see them operating on somebody, and I'll see the dialogue. I appreciate that the show is so well written. I've never seen from beginning to open to closing credits.
Right. Steve in Newport Beach on 97.1 Free FM. What have you avoided?
Yeah, I've never watched an episode of Seinfeld.
Never seen an episode, huh?
Really?
Not one episode.
You have no idea what it's about.
My wife has it on the TV once in a while. I've never sat down and watched it.
How old are you?
I don't know. I'm 45.
Wow. You know, that takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, to be 45 and to have completely missed Seinfeld is interesting.
I was even on a plane once and they were showing it, and I just turned on my laptop.
Wow. Now, you don't find him that entertaining, or what's the deal?
I don't know. For some reason, when it came on, I just stayed away from it and just never wanted to get involved.
Yeah, I understand that. When there's a hit show and everybody's watching it and you miss, like, the first 2 years of it and hear people talking about it, you purposely turn on that show.
Well, I believe, Tim, in my humble opinion, that that's how you have been with The Sopranos.
Nah. The reason why I don't watch The Sopranos is because I can't really follow a one-hour drama.
Oh, but when it's done really well, you can.
Absolutely. I'm like a Snickers guy. You know, give me 1 hour every week is different. I don't have to see the last episode to know the new episode. I don't have to remember who the characters are. Just like dumb TV, reality shows. That's what I like.
Well, but, you know, these great shows like The Sopranos, I mean, there's just great moments of drama, even like the show MASH. I mean, you know, in comparing totally different eras. But there are moments of the show MASH having never seen an episode.
But you didn't have to see last week's episode of MASH to know what's going on this week.
Right, but don't you need to know the, like, Hot Lips Houlihan and Hawkeye and who the characters are?
You could flip on an episode of MASH, not know any of the characters, and still find it hysterical. That's my opinion, my brother.
I said it, man.
All right. How about Frank in Santa Ana? You're on 97.1.
Look at you. You bunch of studs.
Hey, man.
I said it, man.
Hey, man. Well, two of the shows that I never, I don't know, they went out for a good while.
Oh, boy.
Frasier.
You never saw an episode of Frasier?
No. Well,
or Cheers?
I didn't think the idea of Kelsey Grammer, I mean, I didn't know the concept of the show. If anything, I think Cheers, the concept of the show was... who was that guy? Ted Danson and the other woman.
Shelley Long. Shelley Long at first, remember?
Rhyme.
Well, yeah, I didn't. Again, like I said, I didn't catch a show from beginning to either end. But actually, one of the shows that I look back on now that I wish I would have caught.
I like the song.
Funny.
Oh, this is a great song. In the world today takes
everything you've got. Oh, what a show!
This is a great show. All your worries, sure would help. Have you ever been to the Cheers Bar in Boston?
Yes, I have. Wouldn't you like to get away? The Thursday nights it was on, right?
Yeah.
9 o'clock, 9:30.
I got drunk in that bar with Malibu Dan.
All right. Turn it up, Jerry.
And he actually thought the people working there,
right,
were also the TV people. You wanna be where you can see.
troubles are all the same. Come on, Jim.
You
want to be where
everybody knows your name. It does take you back to a happier time.
Oh, my God.
Pre-9/11. People know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. Simpler times, man.
Remember Coach?
Oh, yeah.
The original bartender before Woody Harrelson? He died, the actor.
Yeah.
Was Nicholas? Jerry, we should know his name. By the way, here, since we're talking about Thursday nights on NBC and we're remembering Cheers, part of my growing up was watching Thursday night was The Cosby Show and Family Ties. Family Ties, it had that great theme. With the picture, the opening with the, you know, the pictures.
I like Family Ties.
Family Ties was a great show.
I don't have that one.
Well, that's... The theme,
but I can give you Family Matters.
It's a rare tradition in this day and age when you see any good news on the newspaper page.
Right.
Love and tradition and a grand design.
Family Matters.
It's even harder to find.
This is a good show.
Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. Because all I see is a tower of dreams. Real love bursting out of every scene.
Now, what about the what about Growing Pains? Remember Growing Pains? That was an ABC show with Kirk Cameron and Alan Thicke. You watched Growing Pains, right?
No, I never saw Growing Pains.
Really? You never,
saw an episode of that. Very proud of that, by the way.
Come on. You never watched?
Never saw Growing Pains. No, you were younger than that. I watched $6 Million Man.
Well, I used to see that.
But you probably saw it in reruns. I saw it. When it was
maybe I was really young, but when I
Brady Bunch,
Brady
Partridge
Bunch,
Family, Emergency, Squad 51.
Oh, Emergency, I remember.
What were some other great shows? Obviously, the Carol Burnett Show. Yes, I saw that a lot.
Right. Yeah, that must have been on in the house once or twice.
You had to watch that. All in the Family.
Oh, that's my favorite show of all time. Actually, I have every episode.
And Three's Company.
Three's Company is a great show.
Yeah, do we have All in the Family? And that's this. Will, I mean, when you listen to this song, do we have All in the Family? I think we do.
Hold on. It's actually not labeled, but yeah, we do have it.
Well, let's label it.
You'll find it, though, even
but when
if
you
it's
hear this song, it will remind you of a great, simpler time. Probably remind you of your grandparents or your parents.
Yeah. Well, you know, my grandfather loved to watch. Well, they called it Archie Bunker. Everybody called it the Archie Bunker Show, you know.
Right.
But, of course, it was All in the Family. And my grandfather loved to watch it.
My grandmother, I swear to God, I thought she was going to urinate herself. She would laugh so hard at this show. All right, here it is.
The way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the
Isn't it funny that they sang about those were the days, but when that show was going on, now those were the days.
Right. Well, of course, a whole new era. But that just even hearing that, done before.
You couldn't get away with that those scripts today, the stuff they did on that show?
No. And, you know, they tried. It was, I guess, maybe it was 5 years ago. They tried to do a show with called 704 Hauser Street. That was their address. That's the house Archie Bunker lived in Queens.
Oh, is that right?
704 Hauser Street, I believe.
Does that house exist?
No, I don't think so. No. But what they did was they did a follow-up show that was on a few years ago, and I believe they called it 704 Hauser Street, and it was a black family living in that house, and it was kind of like, you know, they had bought the house from, you know, it ultimately from the Bunker family.
Yeah, man. So that's the... That's the story.
Lance
in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, the Deal or No Deal. I couldn't see how you could sit and watch a show about suitcases or whatever for half an hour.
I saw a little of that,
And I like the show. It's
a really good show.
Yeah, the stuff when, you know, the talking to the banker and stuff, I needed to speed it up a little because I'm really impatient.
Well, but you got to stretch it out and they go to the commercial breaks show. And all of that, you know.
All right.
It's like Ryan Seacrest does on American Idol. You know, you think you're going to get the moment and then after the break and they, you know, go to a commercial.
Yeah. Let's talk to Francisco and Rosemead. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What show have you totally avoided?
What's up, stud?
Hey.
I got to tell you, Laughing.
Never saw an episode of that.
Yeah,
huh?
I never saw Laughing.
What the hell was up with You Bet Your Bippy and all this other nonsense was talking to me? Why don't they just say F off and get out of my life or something, you know?
Yeah, if they could have, they would have. But, you know, the FCC back then wouldn't allow them to say the F word.
Probably better, you know, a little more nostalgic the way it turned out.
Let's talk to Lisa in Glendale. You're on 97.1. What show have you avoided?
The Simpsons.
Oh, The Simpsons, really?
Really?
Never saw a full episode?
When the music starts and the clouds start parting, I change the channel. I can't stand it.
And you shut it off, huh?
Yellow pointy heads and the weird. I never understood the appeal for that show. But
all right, I'm gonna take a wild guess here, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to say that you do not smoke weed.
No, I never have.
Yeah.
See, there. Right.
There you go.
You smoked her out.
How old are you?
41.
41. All right. It's not for your group. Baby.
Well, but it should be because, I mean, the show's been on for 20 years.
No, it was designed and it's really for people who like to take the edge off.
Mm, okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, and that's not you. You're like a real, you probably work about 14 hours a day.
Yep.
And you probably are not married?
Not married.
Oh. And you're probably really bored on dates with guys.
No, actually not.
No, I got close. All right, but I got everything else right. You probably make some decent money, too.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an assistant at a pharmaceutical company.
Okay. Oh, so right. You can't smoke weed?
No, I can't. Random drug test.
They can fire you for
okay.
that.
See?
I see. Okay. All right, Lisa, we thank you for calling, baby.
Thanks, bye.
All right, there she goes.
Now, what about the show? What about, you know, around the time of, how about Different Strokes?
Different Strokes is good.
With Gary Coleman, of course, and Todd Bridges. What are you doing, Tim?
Did you fart over there?
No. I mean, are you going to do this every night? I mean, every night you're going to ask me if...
And every, I don't ask and, you every night,
and,
but when no, it,
and every night I'll tell you that if for 21 years working in
a skunk over there,
broadcasting,
you got a skunk in your pocket
next to a partner, I would not do that in a small confined room like this. I would leave the room.
Good
so
deal.
You can continue to ask me. I mean, every night if you want. I mean, you can, you know, do it a different way. You can state it. You farted, or you can ask, "Hey, dude, did you fart?"
Right.
And then you can put a whole.
I just thought for sure I nailed you.
No.
All right, folks, this is a great show. It's The Jeffersons.
Didn't happen.
And what show have you completely, hold on.
Jerry,
what show have you completely avoided?
Yeah, man.
A popular show. Wait, stop it, Jerry.
He can't help himself.
Stop. Now stop.
Now stop it. Well, now stop.
What show have you completely avoided? Said F you to these popular TV shows. 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
Now, Tim.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Yes, sir.
Before you go to break, I'll quickly ask you, you know The Jeffersons is a spinoff show.
Yes.
From?
All in the Family.
There you go, man.
Thank you.
When there were others, weren't there?
Yeah. There was Joni Loves Chachi.
No.
Love Boat.
No.
Laverne and Shirley.
No.
Was that from Happy Days? I don't know.
Do you remember?
Do you have Happy Days in there? Happy Day is one of the greatest shows on TV.
Yeah, but you can't tease us with The Jeffersons.
We'll play both of them.
All right.
It's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Just
gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. The writer's strike continues here in Southern California. What popular TV shows have you just said F it to? Completely avoid it. Brian in Orange County, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Timmy and Brian.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, guys. I have to say probably ER.
ER?
I've never been able to sit through ER, and like I've been boycotting George Clooney since he's been on that. But hey, real quick.
Wait, but are you actively avoiding George Clooney?
I do. I thought he was horrible on that show, and yeah.
So if you see him, you turn the channel.
Wow. Well, I've never been to. My wife loves his work. She insists on going to all his movies. I say, have fun. I go to another movie, and we meet up afterwards.
And you won't sit through one, huh?
No.
Can't do it.
Hey, but real quick, have you ever seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
Danny DeVito's in it. It's brilliant. But
really? Is that a movie?
No, it's on FX. It's on, I think, either Tuesdays or Wednesdays at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I got to look at that. I like that, dude.
Wait a minute. Danny DeVito's on a show every week?
Every week. It's called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I got to check it out. All right, thanks, dude. Let's talk to Dale in Los Angeles, on 97.1.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
All right. Before I give you the show, you want the answer on who played Coach on Cheers?
Was it Castellano?
It's Nicholas Colasanti.
Colasanti.
Castellano was a mobster in New York.
45 minutes.
And the show I never watched, Lost.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen.
I haven't seen an episode of Lost either.
I don't think I've seen a second of it.
I figure if I want to see bikinis and sand, I'll just look at the Sports Illustrated.
There you go.
You know, it's one of the great shows now.
Great call.
For some reason, what that man said triggered a great show in my mind, which I have seen many times from beginning to end. And I'm sure you have too.
What is it?
The Love Boat.
Oh, I love The Love Boat. Yeah.
The Love Boat is a great show with, you know.
I watch it on every Saturday. I watch this Love Boat.
Was that when it was on?
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, here it is, The Love Boat. One of the greatest themes in the history of television.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Here's Gina Grad to sing it out. Here we go.
We're expecting you.
The Love Boat.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
No, man.
Ah, my boat.
Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you.
Here we go, Gina.
The Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run.
The Love Boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new road, man. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
All right, here's another great song, folks. Everybody, I think, listening right now will have seen at least one episode of this show.
Good times, man.
Yeah, man.
Now, that is a great show that brings me to my childhood. And another show that brings me is a CBS show. And I believe, was it Monday night or Sunday night? It was on Sunday night. The Muppet Show.
Oh, I hated the Muppet Show.
Oh, no. It's a great theme, though.
Unfunny.
It's time to light the music. It's time to light the lights. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight. Bum, 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 bum. It's time to put on makeup.
Come on, Jerry.
This show would depress the hell out of me. Because everybody watched it, and I couldn't figure it out.
Why do we always come here? I guess we'll never know. It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
That's true.
Yeah, great show, though.
Oh.
It's a big, big finish.
It's time to get things started.
All right, here's another one. I think this is a one-hour show that you had to catch the first 2 minutes, or you couldn't
out.
Really follow the whole show.
Also a CBS show, by the way.
CBS show?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
DVDs are great.
Everyone will recognize the theme song here. This is really 70s.
Yeah, but it's a great show.
Mission Impossible, man. Remember Barnaby Jones?
Yes.
That was a great show.
Wait, Buddy Ebsen?
Buddy Ebsen, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, the Mission Impossible is great.
All right, here's another one you'll recognize. Hawaii 5-0.
Right.
They don't make shows like this anymore, huh?
Well, you know, it's so funny because you
wonder. There's a reason.
Well, when you listen back to all of these themes, you know, you wonder, like it started when we were listening to the Cheers theme. You wonder if all the good themes are gone. Like, what happened to the theme songs? These are shows
right.
where the theme music was, you know, you could recall it almost more than you can an episode. See, I can't tell you an episode of Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, I can't either.
But I could definitely identify this song as the theme of the show.
Charlie Fox, a friend of mine's father, wrote a lot of these songs.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote Happy Days. Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, this is great.
Laverne and Shirley is great. This is a show Brian and I both watched. Probably our parents watch it as well.
Yep.
Barnaby Jones, one of the greatest shows on TV. Wait, before you start, Jerry. I think this is on like a Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
And it's like one of those shows where you already took a bath or a shower, whatever you're going to, you know, do to clean yourself off.
Right. It's the last
event. You got
event.
In your robe right. and or, you know, your pajamas and sat in front of the TV and fell asleep to this show.
Right.
It is the Conway Whitman Show, live on 97.1 Free FM.